the church say amen this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the world outside, they wait for the time to celebrate Jesus, December 25th, right? But I just wish they can enjoy the joy that we get from God, that we celebrate Jesus every day. Amen.
Amen.
We celebrate God every time we come into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Right.
This is the happening. This is where it's happening. Amen.
Yeah.
This is where you receive peace. Amen.
Yeah.
This is where you get your joy. Amen. You can get it in your house, but when we come together, amen, with God in the midst, nothing but good things happen. Amen. I want to give God a hand clap this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day. You know, I was in prayer this morning, and, when you're supposed to be ministering, or when God's using you to minister, you ask God, you know, like for a word, what do I say to the people? What would be appropriate? And those kinds of things. And I just wanted God to confirm himself that he's going to be here. He's going to be conducting this service. He's the one that's going to be speaking. So in prayer this morning, it just came up that one of the lines in our praise song, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
Amen.
And that's what God had kind of put in my spirit this morning. You know, there's no better place that you can be than in the house of God. Amen. There's no better place that you can put your house in, but in the hands of God. Amen.
Amen.
Commit your house unto the Lord. Amen. Make your home God's house. Amen. Make your home God's dwelling place, just like your heart is the home where we want him to reside. Amen.
Amen.
All the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
There's no better place you can be than in church. Amen. If Christ loved the church, then there must be something good about it. Amen. If Christ loved the church, then there must be something blessed about it. Amen. I love the church of God. I love God's word. Amen. We should be excited about God. And I think we are. Amen. We are excited about God. Amen. Sometimes I just want to run to Jesus. Amen. That's who is the answer. He has a solution before you give him the problem. Amen. He knows he's the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for you all this morning. Thank you for coming. Again, you couldn't be in a better place. I want to give honor to God this morning, who is the head of my life, to the pastor of this church, our shepherd, Pastor Jerry, to his wife, our first lady, Sister Bonnie, and the miracles that he's doing in her life. She's just a testament to the power of God, the healing power of God.
Amen.
Even with all of us, we've been delivered from something. Even with all of us throughout the year, throughout 2017, we all probably had to be healed from something. Amen. And we give God the glory for that. Amen. We don't have to, it don't have to be a life and death situation all the time. It could be a clogged up face like I always got. Amen. I always got a clogged up face. I'll be like, Lord, please, can I breathe? And give an honor to my wife, Mary Catherine. My support. Just a lovely woman of God. She's been there with me. I thank God for her today. She just kept believing God. Even when I didn't, amen. It's something about females. They seem to stick to something, amen. But guys seem to go this way sometimes to the left. But the women, once they get their mindset, it's there.
Praise God.
Once that woman chooses, that's why the Bible says, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Why? Because she's going to be there, amen. She's going to stick in there, amen, at all costs. So that's what God, you know, expects from the husbands as well. From the men of God. And God's bringing men back in the church. Amen.
Yes.
Men are coming back. I'm seeing more men in these seats. Amen. That's God. That's God. That's his doing. It's pleasing in his sight. We thank God for men today. Amen. Well, that's for my Father's Day message. Okay. Let's open up with a word of prayer and make sure that God's presence fill this place. Amen. He's already here, but now we want him to come in and soften the heart. Amen. Amen. We want him to come in and fill up. Give us all that we can handle. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus this morning, humbly before the foot of God, giving God praise, giving God glory, giving God honor and recognition. Our lives, God, were created to bring you praise. Our lives, God, were created, Lord God, for your purpose. Our lives were created, God, to bring attention to you. So we ask you, Lord God, we summon you this morning in Jesus' name. We beseech you, God, in Jesus' name, that you would show up this morning, Lord God. Continue to do your work, Lord God, through me, Lord God. Let it be words from heaven that's spoken into the hearts of your people, Lord God. And if it brings change, so be it. If it brings rebuke, so be it, God. We want to grow up in God. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. When Pastor first asked me, this has like been over like a month ago, and he had asked me to deliver the message on January 7th. It's the new year, the first Sunday, our first service of 2018. And I said, you know, it'd be my pleasure. You know, it is a privilege. It is a gift from God when God prompts you to do something. Amen. When God wants you to do something, that is a blessing. Amen. Because why? Because that means we got God's attention. Amen. It's nothing like that. We, you know, his eyes are on us, but we like to know that his eyes on us when he say, well, would you go clean the bathroom? Would you of the church? You know, would you do the vacuuming, Brother Larry, of the sanctuary? Those kinds of things. We should be jumping for joy when God asks us to do something, amen? When it's something concerning the church, when it's something concerning the kingdom of God. Cleaning, whatever it is, ministering, witnessing, whatever it may be. It's all for the advancement for the kingdom of God. That's why we're here. Amen. The Bible does say we're here for one another. We were created, you know, for his praise and to love one another. But it's to advance the kingdom of God. So I was like, Lord, well, you know, God gives me messages. Lord, what can I say to the church, to Turning Point Church January 7th, 2018? And God's always ahead of me with messages. And my wife has taken upon herself to be my secretary, amen. So my rough drafts I give her, and she types them out on the computer, amen. And Pastor had told me that one time. He said, you know, just stop typing your stuff out on the computer so you can see it better. Because sometimes in the men's meeting, I'll be looking at my message like, hold up, guys. Yeah. So now I got me some, my fonts are 24, by the way, okay? Amen. And make sure that I can see what thus says the Lord. And when I looked at this message, it was something that God had dropped in my spirit. And it was kind of appropriate for 2018. And the name of the message is Come. Now is the time. And it comes from a song. Come, now is the time to worship. Amen. Now is the time to give your hearts to God. And what better day to start it than today. Amen. Amen. I give praise, glory, and honor to our Father God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today for being so gracious to us, for informing us and instructing us, not only about times past, but also of the present age. The Lord lets us know that now is the time to come into the kingdom of his Son. Amen. When God first gave me this, I immediately began to think of the chorus to the gospel song, Come Now Is the Time to Worship. come, now is the time to give our hearts to God. Now is the time to consider the alternative from the old traditions of this world. Amen. And look at the way that we were raised. I mean, you know, we love our families. You know, we love our parents. But when you come into a relationship with God, you start finding out, you know, wait a minute. I grew up in a dysfunctional home, okay? Someone right here. You know what I mean? But it's not a knock at our parents. It's not a knock at our culture or how we, you know, came up. It's not a knock at it. It's just that it pales in comparison to the excellency of Christ, as Apostle Paul said. I count it all rubbish. So all your traditions and all that stuff that you learned and was taught and all those kinds of things, you hold on to the positive of it. Hold on to the benefits of it. But if you really want to grow in God, you're going to have to adapt what thus says the Lord. Amen. Nothing down here that you've involved yourself in or that you have indulged in is better than heaven. Amen. And that's where you're trying to get. Nothing down here on this earth is better than heaven and being with the Lord. Amen. Nothing. Now is the time to settle our accounts in the bank of heaven. Now is the time to show our God and Savior we appreciate the demonstration of love he showed us on the cross. Amen. Yes. We appreciate that. Now is the time we show great love and honor to God. Now is the time to worship the God of our fathers. In this season of new beginnings and New Year's resolutions, we must be eternally grateful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making this new beginning, making this new year, this new covenant possible. Amen. Amen. You know, every time we submit something to the Lord or we want to rid ourselves, we want God to rid us of something that's been like a stronghold, something that's been entangling us and those kinds of things. And we ask God to deliver us from it. And by faith, we know, at least the believer does, that God's going to do, he's going to pay some attention to it. What we've just done was establish a new covenant. Amen. We just established a new contract with God. And we are confident that God is going to follow through on it. Jesus said, and it, you know, it's a fundamental scripture of Christ, that whatever you ask of the Father, believe that you'll receive it, and it'll be granted unto you. But we have to do that in Jesus' name, amen. Jesus has got to be a part of everything you do, amen. He is so important. Without Jesus, we forget about it, as our Italian friends might say. Without Jesus, forget about it. You know, I like when they say that, by the way. And this new covenant, which has many promises in God in it, also has the ultimate promise of salvation with God in it. Amen. Yes. Turn with me now to John the Baptist, John, chapter 3. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 3. And let's look at verses 3 through 6. May the word of God bless our hearts today. In Jesus' name, with clarity and simplicity. And this new covenant, mind you, stipulates what Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. Can I have that, Pat? Jesus answered and said to him, now we know, we read these scriptures I don't know how many times, right? But check this out. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. For Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? 5. Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Amen. Our Lord and Savior, our Master, makes it plain and simple here. We have to get on board with the Lord today. Amen. We have to get on board with God today. You want to, I mean, we're finna get into resolutions and all that stuff, but you know, make that your resolution. We have to get on board with God today, and that through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to do it through Christ. Anything spiritually discerned, anything spiritually connected, you have to do it through Christ. Amen. Because God probably won't pay attention to you. So I feel sorry for all these denominations that don't include Christ. Amen. We need to be praying for them. God don't care about all these different denominations. If Christ is not in the equation, it's all for naught. Amen. So thank God for Jesus. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. Amen. We thank God for Jesus today. Amen. He is the reason. Amen. That we celebrate. He is the reason that we have a pep in our step. Amen. He is the reason for our delight. Our delight is in God. And that through Jesus. Amen. And if you have not got on board with the Lord and given your life to Christ, I strongly suggest that you will make this your New Year's resolution. Amen. Accept the free gift of salvation as your New Year's resolution. Amen. Because that's one that'll come to pass. Not all these other resolutions. I'm going to lose 57 pounds. I'm going to stop eating 4-8 meals a day. All that stuff might keep going. Amen. It might keep happening. I'm going to stop screaming at my kids like going out of my mind and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to start spending more time with my family, those kinds of things. You know, sometimes it just don't happen. Some of our New Year's resolutions. But if you want Christ to be a part of your life, he can bring that to pass. Amen. That's a resolution that will materialize. And if you have given your life to Christ in the past and have, you know, somehow since gotten off board with the Lord, I adamantly suggest that you will repent and make sure your resolution will primarily be to reconnect to the things of God. Amen. Amen. Come, now is the time. We cannot and will not allow Satan to trick us into believing that we got plenty of time to get things right with God. That's a deception from hell. And we won't allow the devil to make us think that God is trying to scare us into coming into the sheepfold. Because God don't force you to come in. You better come in into the house of God. You know, a guy, my coworker, as a matter of fact, my foreman, told me the other day that sometimes he has to, he skips going to church and sometimes things like that because he gets tired of some of the pastors are telling him, you know, they almost, you know, they kind of bombard him or they berate him, you know, and, you know, berate the congregation. Oh, you better do this or you're going to hell and damnation this and going to hell and all that kinds of stuff. And I was sitting there just looking at him, I was like, no, that's not God. God gave you free will for a reason. God sticks to the things that he does and gives you. He sticks to it, the promises that he gives us. He sticks to it. Am I right? When this earth is passed away and it's gone and dead and gone, God's word is still going to be there. Amen. God's word is still going to surface. You'll be gone. This flesh will be gone, but God's word will be right here. Amen. That's what we're praying for. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in God's sight. That's the word of God. Amen. That's what we want to be acceptable. Amen. Whatever's in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. And we want that to be God's word. Amen. An overflow. Amen. You want to get into excessive behavior like we do? Get excessive with the Word of God. Come. Now is the time. When it is the enemy, the devil tries to make us think God is trying to scare us into coming to the sheepfold. But when it really is the enemy who is trying to keep us in fear of anything and everything. That's his job, is to keep us in fear about anything, worry about anything and everything. But the Lord desires to get things cleaned up in our lives for his glory and his good pleasure, so that we can be true ambassadors for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen. While essentially ridding us of the grip that darkness has on us. Amen. Let's look at John 3 again. Stay in John 3 with me, chapter 3, and let's look at verse 20 and 21. And it says, "For everyone practicing evil hates the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." Amen. That's this transparency that people, the people of God have been talking about lately. Amen. Or the new millennial Christians, or whatever you want to call them. They talk about transparency. You really do want that. And I'm not saying that, God is not saying that you have to share every single thing that's going on in your life with everybody. Amen. Some things that are between you and God. Amen. That's what God desires, a relationship with you, so that you can share with him things you can't share with the next person. Amen. It's some things sometimes in a husband or a wife, and some things inside of us that we just can't let go of. We just can't reveal. But we can go before our knees to God, and we can ask him to resolve this matter. We can ask him to break this grip. Amen. We can ask God. And God will find a way to have that thing that you've been harboring so long. He'll find a way to bring that thing out where you can share it. And it won't be offensive. It won't be embarrassing. It won't hurt you. It won't linger. He'll find a way to bring that thing out where it'll be a point well taken. It'll be understood, and you can share it. The Bible does say, confess your sins one to another. And the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much. I love God's word. Amen. I mean, you know what else I love? I love how when we come together, we have a good time in God. Amen. We have a good time in God. The world say, it's so boring. If I give my life to God, it's so boring. Church. They don't know. You just need to step in there and see how we be having a good time with God. Amen. You should see some of us be running like this around the church. Amen. Some of us jump up and down. Amen. Some of us have our hands up. Amen. Some of us be shouting to God because we thankful for what he's done. Amen. We thankful for where he's brought us from. Amen. People don't know some of the deep-rooted things inside of you that God has dealt with, amen? But he's presently dealing with them while you're sitting among your people, amen? But I can just say, confess it to God, amen? And there's no more shame. Jesus took the shame when he died on the cross, amen? He despised the shame. God's done everything. Almost left it to where we don't have to do absolutely nothing. But just depend on him, amen? Total dependency on God. That's what Jesus is trying to get us to. A total dependency on God. And what's wrong with that? Let your pride go. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he will lift you up in due season. Stoop down. Go lower. Go lower before God. Then he can be seen in you. But if you keep going up, talking about, I got this, I can do this. I come from a great family. I got this. I'm big. If you're big like this, then we can't see God. But the more you come down as in submission to the Holy Spirit of God, amen, then all that attention that you've been wanting to come to you, you're going to get it. But they're going to see God. Amen.
That's right.
They're going to see God's glory. Amen. Doing wondrous and majestic things in your life. Amen. That's what we want. We want to bring attention to God. Amen. You know, I wish I didn't have to even be up here. I wish I'd be over here and you can just look at God. I can just talk from this side. Amen. I don't want to get in the way. Amen. When we become born again, this process of coming to Jesus, the light, and exposing the darkness is in full effect. Amen. The fact of the matter is, we don't want the darkness exposed because it comes with embarrassment. Then the devil pounces on it with shame. So it becomes difficult sometimes to come to God, even to recommit. Amen. It means you got God here, but you can't even recommit because of the embarrassing things that you've done. Delving in darkness. No one likes to be embarrassed. And no one wants to be ashamed. But the truth of the matter is, if we would step out in faith and allow the master of our faith to do his masterful work and gradually remove our darkness, we would then become people of integrity. Amen. A life where we walk and our light is clearly seen among the masses. Again, bringing God praise, honor, and glory. When God removes takes you from darkness to light, it's not so people can pat you on the back. It's so they can pat Christ on the back. Amen. Yeah. It's so they can pat God on the back. Amen. It's so they can say, oh, I want some of that. Amen. Oh, how did he do that to this guy? How did he change, Sister Karen? Amen. Yeah. Why does he love Brother Al Juan so much? Amen. I don't deserve it. But just like the man with the withered hand, just like the man who was exact tumor on people, and the crazy guy, whatever, when God, after he delivered them, they ran and they hollered out to God. And the people said, well, about the man with the withered hand, well, was his parents, you know, did they have issues? Were they, you know, ungodly like people? And Jesus said it had nothing to do with it. His healing was to bring God glory, amen. Everything Jesus did was for the glory of God, amen. And he was God, amen. He didn't even have to do that. But that's how humble he was. That's how humble he was. So Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Because everything Paul did was for the glory of God. Everything, all his chains, all his suffering, his deliverance was to bring God honor and praise. Amen. That's what it was about. Your issue, whatever it may be, you're going to be delivered for it. I pray in Jesus' name right now, whoever got an issue out there right now, I don't care what it is, your deliverance is going to be the testament of God's power. It's going to happen. I speak it right now in Jesus' name. I blow it right now over your lives. In Jesus' name. You won't be the same this week. Amen. Your 2018 is going to start off with a bang, as they say, right? Amen. I don't know where that came from. Thank you, Lord. But people who we want to, you know, we want our light to be clearly seen among the masses, again, bringing God praise, honor, and glory because of it. We want to be people who profess freedoms in God with confidence to those that they once hung out with. You know, sometimes I don't like to talk to people that I used to run around and dilly-dally with, you know, doing stupid stuff with, you know. People back home, they like they Facebook and all that. And I'm not a Facebook guy. I'm an old fuddy-duddy, okay? I mean, I'm not that, you know, I'm not, I'm not that trendy guy, you know, whatever, you know. You know, I think I've always been a nerd, you know. But I masked it with my cool, you know. And so at that time, you know, the Lord was, you know, I played games. You know, one day I talked about the Lord. The next day I was smoking and drinking. And it's with some of these people. And it's not a knock at my friends. They had nothing to do with my sin. Amen. Don't blame anybody for your sin. Amen. God won't let you. Because that's your path. Amen. He let you go down that path. Amen. Why? Because that was specifically for Sister Pam. Amen. That was specifically for Sister Brown. So that they can have their own testimony of the power of God. Amen. You can't share. I can't share Brother Glenn's deliverance with him. And what God did for him. I can only rejoice with him. Amen. I can only pray for him. Amen. That the deliverance will be a testament to God's power and his life-changing power. Amen. So sometimes I tell my wife, I don't really want to. I feel bad sometimes. I really don't want to talk to him because, you know, you get started on this Facebook stuff. It just every. I mean, man, my sister's back home in Chicago. Every day they face this close to your phone, and they, every day they just, I'm having breakfast right now, or I just read a book, or I just turned on the lights in my house. You know, it's just about anything, and I'll be like, well, I don't have time for that. But they be also wanting some of the guys I might have hung out with be wanting to know, hey man, what's going on? I'm changed. And sometimes I feel like I can't tell them because, you know, I was that guy, you know. They depended on me, you know. Make sure I came in with a six-pack, you know, for the game, you know. Make sure I put on the money to help get some of the our smoking stuff and all that kind of stuff, man. I just don't want to rehash that. I don't want to go through that. And that's. And sometimes I find myself like, Lord, you're going to have to set this up. You're going to have to minister through me where I can speak boldly and say, you know what, man, what's been going on, brother Alwan? Well, you know, just running with the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
Just living out God's plan, amen.
That's right.
Living out his purpose, amen. Yes. You know, God dropped something on my spirit one day about purpose. That you know that every single day you get up in the morning is for a purpose. Amen. There's a purpose for every single day that comes up on the calendar. Amen. Every single day there's a purpose. The purpose could be just to consistently walk through your neighborhood with your head up high, confident in the Spirit of the Lord, all indwelling. And you speak to people, you're very cordial, and your conduct is presentable. Amen. That could be your only purpose of the day, is to speak to your neighbors and let them see your cordial behavior. Amen. That's bringing God to glory as well. Amen.
Amen.
It could be something that little. It don't have to be you taking the mountain and moving it over. It don't always have to be something that huge. But to God, the way you act and behave on every single day at your job is huge to God.
That's right.
It's very significant, especially to the kingdom of God, because people know you go to church. They know that you be reading your Bible. They know that you hang out with people of God. So they were just waiting for you to slip up and start cursing your coworker out. Amen. Which I know sometimes we want to do. Amen. I can tell my boss a thing or two. Amen. I'm just kidding. We want to be people who profess the freedoms in God with confidence to those we once, you know, hung out with, as I alluded to. Confidence to those that we practice perverted mess with. But the Holy Ghost of God can inspire you to come to this type of lifestyle as it states in Ephesians chapter 4. You can go there if you want to, or I can read it to you. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll go to verses 21 through 24. Amen. Holla amen when you get there. Thank you, Pat. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. Now, as I said, the Holy Ghost of God can inspire you to come to this type of lifestyle. Verse 21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, 22, that you put off concerning former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, amen, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness, amen. Come, now is the time, amen. Now is the time, amen, to put on God, amen. Now is the time because we know how to do all that other stuff, amen. We know about all that other stuff. 2018, January 7th, is the time that we're going to put on Christ, amen. That we're going to submit everything to him, amen. Everything God gives you, just give it back to him. Because when he gets it, give him your home, give him your car, give him your children, give him your job, give him your boss, give him your neighbor, give him your clothes. Give him your issue. Put it in God's hands. And you know what he does? He takes it in his hands and he does this thing to it. He hones it. He polishes it. And then he gives it back to you. Amen. We don't have to hoard. Give it up. Amen. Because when it comes back to you, it's better than it was originally was. The state is better. You understand what I'm saying? When it comes back to you, it's in a better state than it was before you gave it to God. Amen. Amen. You know, if you're having problems in your marriage, and sometimes, you know, you might split, or you might be on two separate ends of the house. And, you know, both parties be saying the same thing. You know, the woman be like, what you gonna do about him? The man be like, I just can't take her no more. Just give him to God. If you want a better wife, give it to the Lord. You want a better husband, give him to God. Amen. You want a better marriage, submit it unto the feet of Jesus. He takes that marriage, and he does some unbelievable things with it. Amen. Things that you couldn't do, amen. Things that he's glad you took your hands off of it, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to God. Now is the time to choose Jesus and live forever. Amen. And reject death with Satan. God loves us so much that he gave us his son as an atonement for our past corrupt lives. Amen. That's why the blood was shed, for the stuff you couldn't help yourself with doing. Amen. The stuff you couldn't control. That's why he went up. That's why he was up there. Amen. The Romans put him up there to shame him, but God put him up there to deliver you. Amen. God put him up there so you don't have no more shame to open up. God put him up there so you can give it all to him. Because when Christ sets free, trust me, he's free indeed. I'm a testament, amen. I went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, in and out of God, straddling the fence, cold and hot. But boy, sometimes, you know, God got a way of just, you know, bringing it home to you sometimes, you know. Lord, I know you. Why am I struggling like this? I know about you. I go to church. I do these kinds of things. But then God said, no, son, you either with me or you against me. Yeah. There's nothing in the middle. Nothing in the middle but Christ. Amen. He's in the midst. Amen. Nothing in the middle but Christ. You can't occupy the middle. You either got to be on the left or you got to be on the right. Amen. And I suggest you be on the right hand of God. Amen. Because he's going to separate the sheep to the left. The goats will be to the left and the sheep's to the right. Amen. And we want to be in the sheepfold. Amen. I thank God for you all today. What a lovely, lovely grouping of saints this morning. Aren't we having a good time in God? I just love God. I mean, and I know you do too. Because maybe one or two of us thought about not coming to church this morning. Amen. That's a natural thing. I don't think I'm going to do it today. Amen. But God said when you came through that door, when you decided to push through, because this is the pressing life. Amen. When God said when you push through and let him do it, let him be your strength. I'll take you through the door. There's a seat waiting for you inside that place. It's just a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. So we can't allow, he gave us his son as an atonement for our past corrupt lives. Because of Jesus, we can begin a personal relationship with the Lord God. Saints, we all have had to be delivered from something. Amen. So we can't allow the voice of the enemy to tell us and even yell at us that we were the only ones that has ever done something so repulsive. Ever done something so egregious. That's a lie. Amen. That's what keeps us from coming to the altar to be prayed for. Because ain't nobody done what I done. No, I can't. That's embarrassing. I can't come up here because ain't nobody did all the drugs I've done. Okay. Ain't nobody did all the abusing of my wife that I've done. Amen. Ain't nobody ever kicked around my kids like I've done. Amen. Ain't nobody ever abandoned my family members like I've done. Amen. But that's a lie. There's some people that have done some worse stuff than you've done. But it was paid for. Amen. You've been redeemed. Amen. Yeah. Now, it's one person who I just kind of like, I don't care where he go. And that's Charles Manson. Okay. I don't care what God would do with him. Amen. And I hope God don't ask me to pray for him. Amen. And there's another individual that God don't say that we don't have to pray for. And that's the devil. He had his chance. Amen. That's the one instance where God don't mind you exacting hate on somebody. Amen. You can hate the devil. Amen. And I pray in Jesus' name that he hates you. Because if he hates you, that means he know you love God. Amen. Amen. I want him to hate me. Amen. Because that means he know God loves me. Amen. God got a plan for me. I want him to despise me. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. This is a blessing when the devil hates you. Amen. That means I must be on the right track with the Lord. Amen. I must be on the right. I must be somewhere. I might be following the Holy Spirit somewhere. I might be doing something right.
Hallelujah.
Come. Now is the time to be renewed. Come, now is the time to gain the truth about God and how he looks at us and this world. We need to know the truth. Now is the time to choose Jesus and live forever. We have to come to the Lord So he can begin to, you know, begin to tell us the truth. He can begin to show us why he allowed, you know, some of this adversity in our lives to take place. We, you know, come to God about it. We can ask different people, but God's going to give you the truth. And if you don't get all of it, in some instances, he might not reveal it until Christ returns. You might not get the 100% answer. You'll get an idea. Just stick with God. Trust the Lord that he knows what's best. Continue to, you know, follow him. Continue to serve God. Those kinds of things. Whatever the case may be, God wants us to know and to be well informed that all of the things that you might have been told or taught that was not of God is coming to a close. Amen. I want you to look at this scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to prove it. God's going to prove that it's coming to a close. All these false teachings, all these misnomers, amen, all this deception, it's going to come to a close. We see evidence of it sometimes in our lives now. God has a way of removing those things that are offending you, those things that are hindering you. God at times just removes them out of your life, whether it be people or situations. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 and 9 states this. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. But they will progress no further. Amen. For their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. Praise the Lord. Amen. This was the encouragement the Apostle Paul was giving to our brother Timothy concerning traitors and self-righteous so-called teachers. They possessed no fruits. Their lives brought no glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If whatever you're doing in your life don't bring God praise, you probably need to stop. Did you get that? Whatever you're doing in your life, whether it be how you lead your family, how you lead your church, how you lead praise and worship, those kinds of things, or how you serve, whatever you're doing that might be questionable, whatever you're doing that might be of reproach, if it's not bringing God glory, then there's no substance. Amen. Did you get that? If it's not, if how are we, and this is my brother Francisco, one of my co-workers right here, showed up, and my other brother, he in my Bible class, he was back there. He must have had to go. But thank you for coming, brother. Him and his lovely wife. Can we give our visitor a hand? Thank you. Whatever you're doing in your life, if you can't really, like, sit down with another brother and maybe discuss, like, what happened in the past week, if it's something that I can't really talk to you about, 89 to 99% of the chance I probably shouldn't be doing it. Amen. I should be able to tell you what me and my wife did this past week. Amen. But that's not contradicting what I alluded to earlier, that you can't just say everything. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we all kind of know what's going on here, okay? We all kind of know about things. The Holy Spirit, you can tell he dwells in you because you feel a little uneasy about some of the things you might have done. Amen. It's okay. Again, that's why he was up there. Amen. For the things that you just were just totally ashamed about. Amen. Their lives brought, this Jambres and Jannes, their lives brought no glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Their perpetrating and false teachings was coming to a halt. But God is also warning us today that we should be aware of our faith if we can't get a hold of our lives, and that in God. Amen. Only the Spirit of the Most High God can accomplish change and a new birth. And that only through Jesus can we become anew and born again. The beauty in all of this is that, guess what? It's free. Amen. It's been paid for already. Amen. There's no charge for salvation. Amen. I don't have to come up. I ain't got to write a check for it. Amen. I ain't got to go into my debit card to have life eternal. Amen.
Amen.
It's free. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation is free. And yet a huge price was paid. That's amazing. Your life, us being here today, is freedom. And it cost us nothing. Most of the things that has happened with people that have been enslaved, they pay a price day after day after day. They pay a price for their freedom. But with you, after all the wrong you done, guess what? I can be with Christ forever. After all that mess that I did, I can still be with God forever. Amen. And it was free. I don't deserve it. Amen. Don't tell me we don't serve a good God. I dare you to submit to Jesus today and watch your life, watch your situation, hallelujah, be changed. Might not happen as you're speaking, but me and my wife just looked up the scripture today at the prayer this morning, Isaiah, and you might want to jot it down, Isaiah 65:24. He answered their prayers before they even called. And he heard them while they were still speaking to him. He heard the prayers already. Amen. And Sister Angela.
As soon as you said call, did you hear that?
I heard it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He literally called. Amen. That happens on occasion. I love that scripture. But it was in my mind because I couldn't really get a lot of sleep. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, okay? Surprise. But, you know, in my prayer, like daily, I say, Lord, you said you answered before I called and you heard while I was yet speaking. And God told me, now you just need to put that to the scripture. I knew it was there, but I just couldn't remember where it was. And my lovely secretary found it for me, amen. She Googled it. But don't use Google to get to God. Amen. You know, no. Use your heart to get to God. He'll listen then. Amen. God speaks to the heart. That's where he communicates us with us with. That's the space he left in here for him. You get that? God created you and made you. You know, it was perfect in his sight when he made man, but he left something. He left something out. Why? Because he wanted to fill that space. Amen. So this void that you say you feel, you know, I feel a void in my life. Something's missing. God. Amen. Yeah. Amen. God. Praise the Lord. God is looking for those whose hearts are ready for change. He already knows who it is. He just needs for you to take one step forward into the bosom of Christ. Amen. And he'll do the rest. One step is all it takes. And God will do the rest. He'll live your life, your whole life, after that one step you take. Isn't that whole new life, after that one step of inviting Jesus into your heart, genuinely, not like I did a little bit, I thought I did. Then I went, wait a minute, why am I still sinning? Because it wasn't genuine. God say, be real with him, and he'll be real with you.
Amen. Come on.
He just needs for you to take one step forward into the bosom of Christ, and he'll do the rest. He needs to see you move by faith in what he can do. God already know what he can do. He needs for you to move by faith. God created the worlds. God created the earth by his word and with his faith. That's what he wants us to do. Take that one step. Amen. He needs for you to see and move by faith in what he can do so you can become one of his worshipers. As it says in John 4, and I'll just read it to you. You can read it off the screen. John 4, 23, 24 says, "And the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who," in 24, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Thank you. Thank you, Pat. God does all of this. Amen. God takes care of everything. God takes care of your faith. He put faith down in you. Amen. He gave you the faith to trust and believe in him. You don't have much to do. That's probably why we sin so much. Amen. Because God's got your life in his hand. Taking care of everything. Amen. That's a blessing. That is a gift from God to be in his arms. That's a privilege. That's luxury. You're rich, amen. You're wealthy, amen. That's true riches and wealth. That's true riches and wealth. To be in the bosom of Jesus, amen. I'm just holding you guys a couple more minutes here, about two more minutes. Amen. I feel God in this place, amen. As he does these wondrous works in our hearts and in our lives, we commence into a life that worships the Lord. The darkness can't stay. Once Jesus come in, it's, you know, the house is clean. Amen. Once Jesus come in, anything that's not of him has to go. Amen. Even if you don't want it to go. Even if you want to just keep on holding on to something that you know, that you like, or that pleases your flesh, you got to let it go. Amen. That's what Jesus meant. Pick up your cross, amen, like he did. Amen. And he'll give you the strength to carry the cross, amen. He carried his in his own strength, but you ain't even got to do all that, amen. Isn't that great? We can put the onus on Jesus. Sister Dahlia, you know what I'm talking about? Ain't that wonderful? We can give it all. We can put everything. Jesus said, well, you might as well do it, because Jesus said there's nothing you can do without me. So I took that literally. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to let God do it. This message today is from the Lord. Amen. It's God's words from heaven. Amen. It's not some stuff I conjured up. You know, God gives his people some mysteries because he knows they're going to give him the glory. Amen. That's when he releases himself to you. When you stoop down, amen, and he rises up, amen, and people can see God. I want y'all to take that with you today. The lower you get, amen, the more humble you are to your coworker, amen, the more humble you are to your neighbor, amen. You only bring in God glory, amen. You only bring in attention to the Lord Jesus, amen. And what better thing can you do? What other job is better than that, than serving the Lord? What other job is better than bringing attention to God? I don't care how much you make. The treasures you storing up in the bank of heaven far outweighs that, amen. I can't wait to see you all up there in our mansions. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to close. There's always more with God, believe me. But, if nothing else, I just pray in Jesus' name that, let's close in prayer. Let's seal the word of God today in prayer. Amen. Are you with me? So, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. this morning, Lord God, giving God praise. We thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can celebrate God. We can honor Jesus, Lord God, aside from December 25th. We can honor God in our houses, Lord God. We can honor God at the grocery store. Bah, 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 bah. Amen. We can honor God in the school, on the school ground. We can honor God in our classes. We can honor God in everything we do. We just need your help, Lord. So we ask in Jesus' name that from this day forth, that we will call on Jesus to take us through any situation. That we will call on God in Jesus' name to deliver us from any embarrassing things that we might that may besought us. Because it's all to bring you glory. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that this year, this day, will be a wonderful day today, because it's a day that God has made. And we will rejoice in it, God. We're glad. We're glad today, God, to celebrate you. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that this is the beginning of something new with God for each and every individual here, God. I pray in Jesus' name that each and every household represented in each seat in this sanctuary, Lord God, will be a blessing to the Lord. And every piece of ground that our feet tread upon from this day forth, Lord God, we will be a blessing to that place. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah.